So, how do you handle the upselling hairdresser who suggests extra products and treatments while you're in the chair? In this economy, it's time to ask Auntie. What a gear change. Okay, our two honorary aunties today are comedian Zoe Coombs-Marr and co-founder of Media Mentors, Denise Erickson. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for
aunties,
having
aunties,
us.
Aunties, it's so wonderful to see you. Now, before we jump in, let's just set, you know, let's just get our where we all stand here. Zoe, good looking hair. That's your trademark, the long mane, the ponytail. Can you relate to hairdresser upselling problems?
I mean, not really. I have very intentionally, like, I've got a lot of hair,
yeah,
but I just simply don't cut it. That's to people.
That's
always,
how you got there.
Yeah, people often compliment. They're like, "Your hair's amazing." I'm like, "Yeah, do you know what I do? Nothing. It just grows out of my head."
Beautiful virgin
then,
hair.
Yeah.
That's going to cost a lot in the wig market.
Well, yeah,
you
when
got
things
a fortune
get bad,
on your head.
When Papa yeah goes to the war, then I can, you know, I can help Mommy out by selling my beautiful hair.
Mommy, yes, I remember her. Denise, how's your relationship with your hairdresser? Your hair is looking fabulous, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been through 6 hairdressers in 3 countries in the last 12
wow
months. So I am an avid user of hair products.
Okay.
Yes, because I don't want to be grey,
yeah,
so
right,
I actually have regular highlights.
Okay, it's really good that you're here, because
yes,
this issue...
I've got major, major experience.
Oh my gosh, okay, let's go, because
yes,
this is the dilemma from Mariana. Mariana writes, "I went to the hairdresser recently to get a color and cut. It had been 6 months since my last visit. This is the longest I've gone due to being so grey. But with the rising cost of living, I've tried to stretch it out as much as possible because it's so expensive. I've been dyeing my own hair with one of those semi-permanent pens you get from the chemist between visits and trimming it myself with kitchen scissors. The results aren't great, but I could live with them." Ponytail hides a lot, I'm pretty sure. "I've been going to this hairdresser for a long time, and we usually have a social chat as well, even though I don't really want to talk and would prefer to be on my phone checking work emails." Okay, let's stop and get a quick gut check. Denise, so far, what's jumping out at you?
Jumping out of here, she presented a huge problem to that hairdresser. She'd been down the supermarket buying cheap products, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been getting out the kitchen scissors. I suspect there was some nail scissor action going on there too.
Yeah, that's...
Right? So she walks into the hairdressers with this cluster of a hair issue.
Yeah.
Is it any wonder that the hairdresser tries
wait,
to sell us?
Wait.
Oh, wait. I've let the hair go. I'm so sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Zoe, do you like to have a chat with the hairdresser? Is
well,
that your kind of thing?
Oh,
you just said you don't even get it cut.
Absolutely not. No, I get my hair cut, I would say, once to twice a year. And I just get a particular, like, I just get a trim, a little bit of layering. That's all I want. And what I absolutely loathe is forced social interaction. Mm. I have a fantastic hairdresser now who just, she's like, "It's fine, check your work emails. I'm doing my job, you do your job."
Mm-hmm.
She gets absorbed in doing the hair, she does a good cut.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like the social interaction part of it.
Emotional labor.
It really is.
Yeah.
And
okay,
like, I've had this since like I was a kid as well, and a teenager, when they'd go, "Oh, do you have a boyfriend?" And you're sitting there going, "Do I have to come out to my hairdresser? Like, how
yeah
do I?"
Yeah. Where are you from?
Okay.
Just cut
my hair, lady.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, Marianne is still waiting, so we got to get back to her, okay? She says, "I had booked in for a quarter head of foils and a trim." I had to ask, what did that mean? It means just like the equivalent of whatever a quarter of a head is.
Oh, I know what a quarter
yeah,
of a
okay
head is.
Yeah, okay, Denise.
It's not very much.
Thank goodness you're here. Okay.
Is
yeah
it just like, do you choose which
no,
quarter?
You,
is it
well,
like front left?
Just, which quadrant gets dyed?
A, like a beach ball.
It's the foils you ask for when you don't have enough money to get a full head done.
Oh, savage,
and
Denise.
I do that myself.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is not.
Cost of living.
This is not mean. This
yeah
is essential when you have foils. You just want a few touch-ups all over. Okay. So, no, I'm with you on the quarter head foil.
Okay, thank you. I'm so glad you're here, Denise. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't have a clue.
Quarter head, and she's hoping that it would be enough to cover my rapidly developing gray hair and make me feel like myself again. But trouble started when I sat down in the chair. My hairdresser offered me a glass of wine, which I happily accepted as I had a massive day at work. Had a couple of sips, started to feel relaxed while she finished off another client. When she came back to me, she ran her fingers through my hair, lifted it up, and examined it closely. She said, "Oh, your hair looks pretty dry. What shampoo are you using?" I've been through this before, and armed with a lie, I said, "I'm using insert very expensive shampoo brand here," I told her. Okay. Okay, Denise, what do you think of this approach from Mariana with her ready, prepared lie?
I think she's great to prepare lines, just not those ones.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. The hairdressers can tell when you've been using rubber shampoo.
I know, they touch it.
Right? And you touch it and you go, icky, yuck. It's that, it's that cheap stuff again.
But I have been to the hairdresser where they've done that to me. And I'm here to relax and you're negging my hair. I don't like that.
I literally would never come back.
Yeah.
If someone said, and I have. Every hairdresser that I've gone to that said, I've never seen them again. I'm just like, if someone's like, your hair's dry or, there's a way to do it. Yes. However,
also, I know I feel it is. Like, that's why I'm here.
I feel like this is what we're witnessing here is a dysfunctional relationship from both points of view. Yes. Because why are you lying? Mm. Why are you
lying?
And because she's going to be like, there's something drastically wrong with your hair.
Okay, yeah. I love this, but Mariana's still writing. We got to.
Oh, no,
okay. I
know. Going.
There's more.
This is a great
there's
one.
More. Okay.
Many layers.
Mariana goes on and says, the hairdresser responded with, okay, and how often do you wash your hair? Twice a week, I said proudly. Another lie, it's daily, which is probably contributing to the damage. Hairdresser says, okay, hun, I really think you could do a full head today as it's almost 6 months. The way she said those words was as though she was so disappointed in me. Oh, I just read it wrong. I also don't like being called hun by a female of a similar age. Okay. Hun. Thoughts on hun?
Look, it's a personal choice. It depends on your relationship with that person.
Yeah.
If someone says hun and you bristle, that's not good.
It's a sign.
But if you love them and you like that's part of your relationship, great. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to go back because Mariana is still, she's still writing.
Going. She's going
still
deeper.
Going. I stood firm. Just the quarter head, she said. Then she tried something else. So, hun, what are you using before you style it? Nothing, I said bluntly. I'm so over it by this stage. Oh, hun, you really need to use a heat protector if you're going to be drying it. I love that my hair is so important to her right now, but the reality is I'm not paying a cent more for any product. And if I did want to invest in these products, I would buy the cheapest brand from the chemist. No, just the color today, thanks, I say. Then she takes out the round brush of the hair dryer. No need for a blow dry today, I say. I'm actually in a rush. Hun, there's no way I'm letting you leave with this wet hair, she says. I didn't know I was going to be acting today. This is so fun.
It's very good. I'm
there's another
it.
$60 I didn't want to spend. How can I stop this endless upselling every time I go to the hairdresser? It's turning what should be downtime into a nightmare of an experience. Okay, both of you are just like, what? $60?
I don't
see it.
That's I've never been to the hairdresser and been charged extra for them using their hair.
It's part of the service.
Yes. Yeah, it's the service.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've been to hairdressers all over the world, Denise.
Thousands of hairdressers over my life. And you do the deal before you sit down. Yeah. You don't muck with
you
this
get
stuff
out the
when
pen
they've
and
got
the paper,
you
and quote, give a quote.
I mean, I always take the wine, making sure I ask first that it's free. Because I don't want that added to my bill because I don't need wine at the hairdresser's.
I mean, I love a drink at the hairdresser.
Me too.
It's great.
But
I've
I don't
never
pay for
been
it.
Offered an alcoholic beverage at any hairdresser.
You gotta find one. They're great.
Oh, yeah, that's
a
wonderful.
Wine. Oh, you just have
is
a little sour
wine?
Beer at one.
Yeah.
My old hairdresser in Sydney.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Nina.
Yeah.
She's great.
Okay. This is a whole different echelon of hairdressing. Okay. This is a thing, right? You're sitting in the salon chair. And do you feel like whenever I look at myself in the salon chair before I get my haircut, I just see myself in the mirror. I'm like, I am the ugliest I have ever been in my life.
Oh, no.
I feel terrible. Like, do they do something to those mirrors? I'm just saying, Mariana, I'm feeling like Mariana's feeling frazzled, hassled. She already feels like kind of crap about her gray. Maybe looking in the mirror and being like me and being like, oh God, I look like hell. Like, and then she's being upsold. I mean, it's predatory behavior.
But is she being upsold or is she imagining that there's an upselling going on that simply isn't? Because she's like, she's going, oh, it's going to cost extra to have my hair dried. Is she just being weird and being like, don't dry my hair? And the hairdresser's like, it's not going to, I don't know why she refuses the hair dryer.
But it's $60.
But is it? The hairdresser's not saying it's going to be $60. I think, I don't know what a hairdresser this is, but that seems like a bizarre scenario.
I mean, I feel like we know what the very easy solution to this whole issue would be, right?
New hairdresser. I think there's two.
Oh, okay, Denise.
I do. Yeah. Apart from changing hairdressers, we do a lot of work with screen professionals, in the screen industries, and we run how to have difficult conversations. Mm-hmm. You plan for them, right? She goes to the hair. If she wants to keep going with that hairdresser, great.
Yeah.
I understand that deeply personal relationships with hairdressers, not. But prepare for it. She sits down before she goes there and says, I'm going to plan this conversation. I am going to be upfront with her. Love, I'm only here for a cut and have quarter foils. Mm-hmm. I don't want any other products today. Thanks so much. Love a glass of wine. Now let's rip because I've got some emails to do.
Yeah, and just not
have
any.
Don't engage. Don't be embarrassed. Engage. Just so. And when she does try and flog you the shampoo that you probably need but don't want, right, just say, lovey, hun, I've just said to you I don't need any products
today. Give her the hun back.
Yeah.
Deploy the hun. I love it. Zoe, I got like 45 seconds. What do you want to say in closing? What's your closing argument?
I just think this is a dysfunctional relationship. They need to either have a hard conversation and be honest or just go somewhere else. Or why don't you just go grey and get a more
embrace the silver.
Just embrace the silver. Like if the cost is such a problem and you don't mind cutting your own hair with kitchen scissors and colouring it in with a Sharpie, then just, I don't know, grow it out. Get a buzz cut. Like wear a hat. Who cares?
Get a multicolour pack of Sharpies and just go wild.
Go nuts.
Yeah.
Like just put some fudge in or something. They still sell that? I mean, who cares?
I've got a text.
Stop spending the money.
I don't know if anybody wants to answer this text, but someone's just saying, is egg a good conditioner? I want to ask the comedian and the media mentor, is egg a good conditioner?
Oh, look, my mother was a hairdresser and she used to swear by it.
Okay.
We have moved on significantly since then because when you blow dry it, it comes out like scrambled eggs.
I'm so glad I got this final. This is we're out of time. Media mentors, Auntie Denise Erickson, Zoe Coombs-Marr, comedy show is called Every Single Thing in My Whole Entire Life.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.